Good morning and welcome to the midweek devotion, Coffee with Ann. Do you have a favorite holiday flavored coffee? First thing in the morning, I want my no frills cup, just strong cream added coffee. But my favorite holiday coffee is peppermint mocha latte. I don't drink this in a hurry or on the run. In fact, this is only purchased when I have or make the time to slow down and enjoy. Try it. 30 or so years ago, I was visiting the monastery in Conyers, Georgia. In those days, you could buy fresh baked bread, and they also had a little shop for religious items, like Bibles and rosaries, St. Christopher medals, and the such. Looking about, I saw a roughly carved wooden nativity. Each of the characters were no more than 3 or 4 inches tall. It included all the characters of the Christmas story in Matthew and Luke. A shepherd with 3 little sheep, 3 wise men with a camel, 1 cow, a donkey, and Joseph, Mary, and little baby Jesus on a wooden cradle. There is no color other than the natural tones of wood, and unless you were familiar with the story, you might have difficulty deciding which figure represented who. The wise men do have an item in their hands. The shepherd, Mary, and Joseph, in their roughly carved manner, look very much alike. But somehow I always place them in the creche in the same arrangement. Later on, I came across another nativity. The figures are a bit larger and beautifully formed with color and detail, but apparently made from something like papier-mâché, yet sturdier. The wise men have richly colored robes with gold-trimmed containers in their hands. Joseph is in muted green and Mary in rose and white, and each have golden wraps. I have no idea how it was made or who created it or the material used, but it is beautifully done. One attests to the glory of the birth of the Messiah, the other to the humble beginning. Both can lead our hearts to the wonder of the event. Luke 2:9. The shepherds. The glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. I wonder, how did the shepherds find the little cave stable where the Messiah lay? Did the glory of the Lord brighten the darkened stable? We know the wise men followed the light of the star to where Jesus lay. The greatest gift that any of us can return to the Lord and to those in our lives is the light of gratefulness for the Lord's birth, His ministry, His sacrifice on the cross, and the bright and glorious promise of His return. Jesus says in John 14, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I am going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going." And in verse 28, Jesus promises, "You heard me say, I am going away, and I am coming back to you." Luke 1, verse 37. The angel of the Lord answers Mary's question, "How will this be since I am a virgin?" The angel answers with a promise, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God." The angel ends his conversation with Mary with these words in verse 37, "For no word from God will ever fail." As we all know, Christmas is an emotional holiday. It can be exciting, full of laughter and joy, but it can, for all of us at one time or another in our lives, can be sad, lonely, a can't wait till it's over day. I am confident that Mary and Joseph were full of joy at the birth of Jesus, a life to be filled with God's promises. But none of us would like to have given birth in the circumstances they found themselves in. My hope and prayer for all of you listening is that you will take time to revel in the good, the peace, the hope in your life. If this is a time of peace and contentment, celebrate joyfully. If your situation is troubled or painful, lay it before the Lord and resist any doubt in His wisdom. He is real. He is alive. His Spirit walks with us every day, all of us, in every situation. He will give you a loving heart when the world says hate, a generous heart when the world says don't give, a heart and mind that always knows that He is working in your life for your good, even if His working can't be seen as yet. Deuteronomy 31. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of my words, whatever you face. For me, it was cancer 4 years ago. For the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Let us pray together. We thank you, Lord, for your love, your willingness to experience life as we do on this earth, and in doing showed the world a better way. I pray we will all shine your light of love to all those you bring into our lives in this season and beyond. And may each of us get to know you, Lord, a bit better. In your precious name, we pray. Amen. And to all of you listening, in this Christmas season, thank you once again for being with me. And may the Lord bless you and yours.